I want to tell you that this the next story that we're going to talk about and talk to is someone we work with every day. And we have for the last 6 months. She is the IT director, the Milwaukee Radio Group. We have five stations in the Milwaukee area. Our company owns five stations. And Amanda Hicks, for the last 6 months, about 6 months now you've been at the Milwaukee Radio Group, and is our IT director. And Amanda is here to talk about a story that could have happened to any one of us and can happen even as we speak. You and your husband and daughters live in Port Washington?
His oldest daughter lived with us.
Okay.
His younger two live in Florida with their mom.
Okay. So, you're in Port Washington, and this is back in September of 2021.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, my husband was out of town, and I had the weekend with my stepdaughter. And she, one of her absolute favorite things to do was go down to Lake Michigan. We live about a mile from the lake. And so she would ride down, she would go get chips, drinks, whatever. She would go to the gas station, go sit down by the lake, hang out. She would meet friends down there occasionally.
How old?
15.
15.
She would ride her bike to school, so she rode her bike everywhere. So September 11th, she decided to ride her bike down to the lake, kind of go spend some alone time down there, hang out. And she left. It was probably, I guess, 10 to 5 that evening. And I was at home. And probably about 5 o'clock, I received a call from her dad. And he said, Gracie was hit by a car. I don't know the severity, but you need to get to the hospital because I think they're bringing her to Aurora. So I said, okay, no big deal. Just thinking maybe it's just a broken arm or, you know, just something simple. So I'm getting ready to leave the house. I'm like, you know, are they taking her, you know, who's taking her? Is it the ambulance? Are they there? Like, you know, where did she get hit? Like, what are the details? And he's like, I don't know anything. So I said, okay. So on my way to Grafton, I get a call from the cops. And they said she's being airlifted to Children's. And I was like, well, is she going to Aurora first? Because that's where they just told me that she was going. And he was like, I don't know. But I know that at some point she's going to be airlifted to Children's. So I went to Aurora first, and they said, nope, we don't have a Gracie Hicks here. But she was there. So it was just a big mass confusion for about 30 minutes of, you know, where she was. But anyway, the cops finally called me back, and they said she's actually in the air now. So off to Children's I went.
Yeah.
When they tell you that your child is being airlifted, that's when you know that
it's bad.
It's bad.
It's not just a broken arm.
Yeah, it's a little more serious than, you know, what we had originally thought. So I rushed down to Children's. I walk into the emergency room, and there was just, like, lines of, I guess, parents and kids. I don't know what was going on. I guess it's the emergency room. Who knows?
Right, right.
But as soon as I walked in, somebody was at the front door, I guess, checking people in. And she said, you know, can I help you? And I was like, you know, my daughter was airlifted here. And she said, hold on. She rushed me immediately to the back. I didn't have to wait in line, thank God. But she rushed me immediately to the back where a social worker met me. And that's when they kind of told me the severity of the accident. She was already being treated. Like, they immediately took the reins as soon as she got there. So they brought me to the back, and they said, you know, when she comes out, you'll be able to see her for a little bit, but she's going to be rushed to surgery, so it's going to be a very quick second that you'll get to see her. So I said, okay. So, of course, she comes out of, they were doing, you know, head scans, and at that point, they rushed her to surgery. And the social worker brought me upstairs where, you know, you wait for the surgeries to get over, and I was there by myself. So a friend of mine volunteered to come and sit with me. But until my friend got there, the social worker sat with me. And so it was probably an hour time frame. So my friend showed up. The surgery lasted for about 3 to 4 hours. And at this point, my husband was on his way home. He was driving. He was about 7 hours out of town. So she sat with me until Adam got there. The surgery got over probably around 11 or 12. It was probably about midnight that night. Mm-hmm. Adam got in, I think it was about 12 or 12:30, at which point they let us go back to the ICU, you know, ICU to go see her. We still didn't really know the severity. We knew it was bad. Mm-hmm. She had a traumatic brain injury. We just didn't know what the outcome would be. She was in the ICU for about 6 days. Her mom couldn't get a flight out until the next day. So she got there. This happened on a Saturday. Her mom didn't get there until Sunday night. They didn't really give us the full details until her mom got in, which I think was for the best. Mm-hmm. But she was in the ICU for about 6 days. Probably when her mom got here, that's when we kind of knew that things weren't going to get any better and that the diagnosis was fatal. Mm-hmm. So for 6 days, we sat in the ICU room. She was an organ donor. So between the Versity team and the ICU team and everybody really came together when that happened.
You came in here and wearing a ring.
I did.
That has
her ashes.
Her ashes. I don't know how to ask this, but when you walked into the hospital, I guess the word is, what happened? Did it feel, did you go back to that moment?
I did.
You did. Okay.
Pulling into the parking lot and seeing the emergency room sign was triggering.
Yeah. How's Adam with this?
He's doing as okay as he can.
Yeah.
He's not one to really talk too much about it. We're kind of both at that point where I guess we try to ignore our inner emotions. So that's why I kind of had my breakdown when I walked in here. But he's doing as okay as he can.
You're entitled to have a breakdown. And we talked about this a lot during this, that it's okay to not
You're having trouble, it's okay. But
I'm just going to say that Amanda was telling me that some of the team was here watching, and the ICU, the guy in charge of the ICU, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, doctor, was it?
Rothschild.
It's his day off today, and he's here to support you, and that's the kind of place that this is. That's how much they care.
I think it speaks volumes that you're here telling this story, and you're here telling it because of that interaction you had with children's and how meaningful it was.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you reflect back on what they did and continue to do, what kind of support is being offered or it was offered?
You know, with Gracie, to me it's important for, I don't want to feel like just a number. And they really, they wanted to know more about Gracie. A lot of the nurses wanted to see pictures of Gracie. They wanted to know what she liked, her hobbies. Like, they were interested in her as a child and not just a patient. Mm-hmm. That was huge for me. They cared about us. They were always checking in on us to make sure that we were okay. We were able to stay in the room with her day in and day out. Her grandparents came in. They allowed her grandparents to come in and see her as much as they could. So they were really accommodating when it came to the family being able to, you know, say their goodbyes and, you know, spend the last bit of quality time that we could with her. Just the empathy that they had for us and the compassion that they had for us and for her. And, you know, they treated Gracie with just, I don't know.
Respect
and,
love.
It was just, you could tell that they really cared.
Mm-hmm.
When we took Gracie off the ventilator, it wasn't just us crying. It was the nurses and, you know, the staff. Like, they cried with us. So that, to me, spoke volumes.
And coming here today speaks volumes, I think, not just about the hospital, but about you and about Gracie. it keeps Gracie's memory alive, and
yes.
it's so incredibly important to know that these stories are told because of how important children's is.
Yeah.
I don't know that, like, I don't, there's no words. How do you, mm-hmm. how do you deal with something like this?
That's what we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
It's all surreal. It still feels like it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a part of us that we just wish that she was still just back in, you know, Florida visiting her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then reality hits that
right.
that's not the case. We took her off the ventilator 2 days after her sister's birthday. Mm. So that was really,
yeah.
really hard trying to tell her sister, you know.
Right. And how's this, you know, how's that going? I mean,
they.
Two siblings, right?
She's got two siblings with my husband, and then her mom has two siblings with her husband.
I got it.
So there's.
Yeah.
There was five total, there's five total children.
And how are the?
So the younger two, they're so young. I don't think they really comprehend. Mm-hmm. You know, they ask for Gracie, and that's heartbreaking. But Ava and Emma, they are very quiet with how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
When they come, because they come spend holidays with us, and they're coming this summer. They were with us for spring break and Christmas, and so we get them a pretty good bit out of the year. We talk about Gracie, but we talk about her, like Emma, for instance. Emma and Gracie both loved art. Emma loves art. Gracie was a huge artist, loved drawing. She wanted to do graphics design. She was insanely talented.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll... you know, talk about some of Gracie's drawings or her drawings. Like, we just kind of bring it up very casually. So they're handling it way better than I expected them to. They're strong kids.
It's like you said, too. I think everybody's trying to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Every day, including them.
Yeah. There's, like, I question the grieving process every day. I'm like, is this normal? Like, is this how you're supposed to feel? Like, I don't know. And nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
There's no rules
and
on that.
No. Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah. Well, we thank you very much for sharing the story. For those who didn't listen at the beginning, Amanda is the IT director for the Milwaukee Radio Group. So we've worked with Amanda for 6 months. And I dare say I don't think a lot of folks who we work with every day knew the story at all. Our hearts go out to you,
to your
whole family. Blessing and prayers to you, and you'll definitely be in our thoughts.
Thank you.
God bless Gracie.
And thank you for being willing to come and share.
Well, thank you for letting me share.
We appreciate it.
I think it's huge for, you know, Gracie and sharing her story, and, you know,
right.
I think it's huge for children's, give credit where credit's due, and,
right.
you know, this is kind of our way of paying back
and
for
the thing
what they
is,
did.
You know what, it's, and this happens all the, you know what I mean, like, you can't believe, you said it's surreal. You can't believe it happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of stuff happens. I mean, that's why children's is children's. They're here to handle the most difficult things. And that's why this place is so special. As I said yesterday, I can't even think of this community without children's. When something horrible happens, like the Waukesha Parade, mm-hmm. or a situation like Gracie's, the first thing you think of is children's. When you think of the kids, you think, okay, well, children's will take care of them. If there was no children's, what happens to those kids?
Yeah.
What happens to people like you or with Gracie in that situation? What happens when you hear about some of these kids who have overcome devastating illnesses, or mom and dad who had 2 days? Earlier this morning we talked to a mom and dad who had 2 days, but they were so grateful for those 2 days that they had with their baby, with their little guy. So children's is here to deal with the most complex and most difficult things. And not only do they deal with it, they do it with such grace and care and compassion and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be faked. There's just no way. You, as someone who's been on the receiving end of the care and the love, you know it's real, it's genuine. And is it worth somebody spending a few extra bucks on your credit card to donate money? Absolutely,
yes.
It is. I can't think of anything that's more worthy, really.
Yeah, and this is something that I never really would have thought about prior to, And now since it's happened and it hits so close to home now, like I'm a huge advocate for it now. Like,
right. You're all in.
Telling everybody all in. Yeah.
All in. Thank you, Amanda. I think it's important. We appreciate it. Amanda Hicks, IT Director, Milwaukee Radio Group, and thanks for the story of Gracie.